The Damon Hahn Show. The Damon Hahn Show. The Damon Hahn Show. The Damon Hahn Show. The Damon Hahn
and
Show.
We're started.
Welcome to another
the
episode.
Damon
Wait.
Hahn Show.
Okay.
What?
We're good. What?
The
okay,
Damon
do it.
Hahn
Welcome to another episode of
The Dave
and Hahn
Show.
With your hosts,
Dave
and Hahn
Show.
Episode 42.
Is it 42?
It's 42.
Wow. I'm glad someone...
I could be wrong. It's probably 42.
I'm glad someone...
Episode possibly 42.
I'm going to turn off the TV, but
good
I
idea.
Might keep this playing. So I'm going to mute it.
Yep, do that.
Now I'm going to exit, and now I'm going to turn it off.
What?
Okay, go on. So here we are, episode 42.
42.
Did you read The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy?
Yes.
Because you know 42 was how old Douglas Adams was when he wrote it.
It was 6 times 9.
The joke was, obviously 42 is the, what is it? The answer to everything.
Life, the universe, and
everything. I tricked you there. Did you expect it? Were you tricked?
Because
be honest, were you tricked?
Our age. Yeah. Was I tricked?
I'm asking you.
No.
Should we start over? Okay, well, how long is it?
Episode 1, welcome
so
to...
So Hahn's the researcher of the group, right? We can fairly say that.
I search and then I research.
Are we... You searched again. That was good. And... Sorry, that was me. Still me. And so what am I saying? Where was I going with this?
I'm 42. The researcher.
Yeah, well, I had a point.
I have segments ready, and you
no,
don't...
Yeah, there's that, obviously.
Not
but,
prepared, and
42,
you haven't done anything.
Not prepared. What did you say before that?
I spent hours...
No, what were we saying before?
Douglas Adams, 6x9.
I forgot.
Episode 42.
Right.
TV, it was on. We turned it off.
Like, you researched to know that it was a 42nd episode, 42th. But I forgot another 42. Point. Anyways, the point is that you're the researcher of the group. That's all.
Welcome.
So, oh, now I remember what I was to say. You probably know how long it's been since our last episode.
It has been. I don't know how long.
Okay, good to know. Years? Can we say years?
I think at least a year. Yeah. 1 year for definitely.
If I went to that
two.
Laptop right over there that I'm looking at and typed in Dave and Hahn, we would know how long it was. But then you'd hear my typing sounds, right?
But we also wouldn't be... there's a possibility we wouldn't be the first result.
You could silently check it on the phone as I bibble-babble to pass time.
Okay.
Oh, let's talk about the exciting bibble-babble update. Is that what it was, bibble-babble?
Yes.
Bibble-babble was in a book I just read by
Stephen
King called Sleeping Beauties. This is a book that Stephen King... and his son, Owen King, co-authored. Is that better to say co-wrote? Co-authored? Which you prefer?
They wrote it together. Okay, so here's the update. Our last episode...
Wait, I was making a point. Hold on with that part.
Oh.
Anyways, in that, twice, I have screenshots. If anyone doesn't believe me, you can email us. I'll send you the screenshot. They used Bibble Babble twice in that book. So they owe us untold amounts of money for royalty violations.
That's...
So
King
royalties
money.
Work.
Yep.
Is it violation-based? Okay, when did we last do an episode? This is our best episode ever,
episode
eh?
Episode 41.
Is this not our best episode?
Episode 42.
This is our best, eh? We have had hilariousity.
Facts.
Facts.
Searching.
Okay, so
it
when
was
last
done? Do you care to guess? Is this a dangerous wager?
Oh my God! Do you have one of those? No.
I'll give you $1 million if you can remember the date.
Okay, let me just check my phone for something unrelated. 2 years ago.
Exactly 2 years.
2 years, 3 hours. Wait.
No. It was December 6th, 2015.
So almost 2 years ago.
Almost.
Plus 11 months, 10 months.
No, well, that's like a year and.
Wait, I was pretty close. What'd you say? 15.
2015.
Are we in 2017 now?
We're 2017.
Wow, that was pretty close.
But today's October 29th.
29th. Okay, well, there you go. We're back after an almost 2-year hiatus, and we're bigger, better than ever. No, it's the same old shit. I didn't do any research, so it's mostly Hans. Do we have an episode once where only you, something about you?
About me?
Didn't we do an episode where you were the...
There's been times where you refused to talk for a while.
Yeah, but that'll surely happen tonight.
I had like a brain aneurysm as I tried to come up with material.
Okay, let's... I guess we should update what's going on in our lives. So Han had a sex change, believe it or not.
And then I changed it back?
And he changed back that same day, which really annoyed... Wait, can we say pissed off? What's our rating of this? Can we swear?
Swearing is rare.
Anyways, he pissed off the surgeon. Can I say pissed off? Actually, they can say, I've noticed, you know what I've noticed? On primetime TV, Han wouldn't understand what I'm talking about because he doesn't get cable. He's one of these, like, new age, hippie, vegan, all those are probably not true, people who, like, cut the cable and say, like, no, Rogers, you don't own my life. Anyways, what was my point? I already forgot.
Something about cable.
Yeah, but
what's swearing.
Swearing, yes, exactly, thank you. My God, my brain is done, just for the record. On, like, regular primetime shows now, like, they can say balls, shit, I've heard shit.
Balls makes sense, because I feel like...
Not really. Most people can say balls. People go like, wow, your balls are enlarged. Like, you wouldn't do that, you couldn't do that before. But anyway, shit is now acceptable on primetime TV. You heard it first here. Well, you probably heard it first in the show, where you heard shit. And what was the other word? Piss, yeah. Piss and shit, great. Go nuts. Those are primetime words now.
Well, preferably in the bathroom.
I'm comfortably tipsy, by the way.
I
drank the perfect amount. Spoiler alert, I drink to get tipsy.
We've done three segments.
Look at this chart.
Four segments.
Look how, like, strong and loud and commanding my
yeah,
voice,
your voice is.
And then you're like, hi, I'm Han, how are you doing? Hello, folks.
Okay, that's enough.
Han's here.
Yes.
Okay, so 2 years. We're back. So why are we back? What happened? Everyone's wondering.
Well,
actually, not true, because leading up every episode, they saw the conflict,
we had a
the
huge,
anger.
No. We've had our differences. There was actually a year difference, a year between episode 40 and 41.
Let's just do a spoiler, by the way. We resolved none of the issues. None of the differences have been resolved.
But we've decided to give you, the folks at home, another chance.
Han pretty much begged me. Actually, how did it happen? We just, like, out of the blue said, that stupid podcast we did, let's do another one.
That sounds exactly like me.
Are you just playing a game on your phone? Tell me right now if you're playing a game on your phone.
I am not.
Okay. Because Han tends to do that.
Ooh.
Okay, so anyways, so we're back. Oh, wait, so we're up to... Do you have any updates that you want to say or no?
No.
Okay, he's still Korean, though, folks. If anyone who thought he wasn't...
Why do you remind me?
Did I even say... Did anyone know you were Korean until now?
Probably.
Probably. I'm still
white. You
like
pointing out people's ethnicity.
My weight has gone up and down and up and down, and I think I weigh less than than 2 years ago. By a bit. I'm down to 380, folks.
So this is a fact or a fiction
podcast?
That's
a fake. That's a joke, by the way. I'm in my... What? Sorry, fact or... Oh, you
are
made
we
a joke.
Done with the bibs and babs? Or do you
no,
have
man. We got so much more. So
much more. Oh, catching up. We should...
So
okay,
Trump is president. What?
Trump is president. Wow.
I didn't vote for him. I'll tell you that right now.
Well, I didn't vote.
Did we ever mention we're Canadian? Probably. Another sure thing, although we can't specifically remember.
Again, you with the ethnicities, and...
What?
I feel like... Why mention these things?
Okay, should we do this? Should we start over?
Should we go to Swiss Chalet?
Han is... What? Should we go to Swiss Chalet? That's an odd thing to say. Where did that just come from?
What else is in the news? Trudeau is Prime Minister, but not Pierre.
No! His son! What?! Pot's gonna be pot's gonna be legal. Can I say that?
Well, it's already been decriminalized.
Yeah.
And now it's gonna be
debased. It's gonna be for sale legally.
Yeah, it's gonna be
Canada. Wait, how does this work? It's a Canadian thing.
It's going to be a licensed thing.
Each province is going to do their own thing, and Ontario is pretty much saying July of next year we're doing it. Right? Yeah. Is that how it works?
I think it's happening very quickly. Yeah.
Is every province doing it in July?
The thing is, in the States.
I was asking a question, sir.
I don't know them exactly.
Have I ever called you sir in 41 episodes?
Oh, sorry. I shouldn't breathe into the microphone like that. There are, you can buy.
Wait, am I too close? Maybe that's why I'm so loud. What?
What? I feel like the system is already there. It's just a matter of the LCBO, which is the liquor.
LCBO.
Liquor Control Board of Ontario.
Here's an interesting fact.
It's very easy for them to adopt the existing system.
Did I already tell you this before? Actually, LCBO is not a good example, but RCA, for example.
RCA.
You know RCA?
The old
That's not a good one either.
VHS.
Hold on, let me... IBM.
International Business Machine.
Yes. Did you know that IBM is not an acronym?
It's not.
Did we talk about this?
No.
Did you know that IBM is not an acronym? Yeah. Did you know this fact?
No.
Did you agree, and do you know?
I didn't know this, and I agree. I'll tell you why.
A definition of an acronym is a short form that is a word. Like NASA is an acronym, because you say NASA. You don't say the letters, you say a word.
So what's IBM then?
It's a short form. Or it's not whatever.
It's not
technically an acronym. That was a mind-boggling fact I learned. Good night, folks!
I thought it was an acronym too. My God.
Yeah, so...
My world's been... lulled.
Okay, so... Any more people babble? What else?
So is LOL an acronym? LOL? If I say LOL, is it...
Yeah, if you say the word...
But if I say LOL...
You can say NASA. No one's going to arrest you.
But is it the only distinction?
No, that's a weird one. That's kind of like a
Merkin?
A synthesis? What's
symbiotic?
I don't know. Emergement. Okay. Anyways,
so in the past 2 years, we've not been speaking. We don't have no experience. And
before we get to your, by the way, as usual, Han is not as usual, because I often do the research as we agree in before recording. But on this occasion, Han has prepared segments, and I prepared nothing. But I did do a crash course. My fakey five, by the way, sucks. I did a fakey five, and that's it. So this will be mostly Han's content. So if you want to complain,
so this will be a rant.
You email Dave at DaveAndHanShow.com or Han at Dave HON. No.
No. HWAN.
HWON. Nope. No. HWAN. HWAN. How's that even a word? Juan? Might as well be J-U-A-N. Juan. I'm challenging you right now to change your name to Juan.
I was going to say Nazis are also back in. Like, Nazis are a thing in the States.
You know what? Speaking of games, what's it called? Wolfenstein 2:Colossus? I don't know about the colon part. A new game that just came out on Friday, and all the new Wolfenstein games that are called just Wolfenstein, not Castle Wolfenstein, are great. But I'm jumping ahead to a probable segment we're going to have about games.
Okay.
And by the way, as a person from a Jewish family, your sudden reference about Nazis was insensitive, and I believe you should resign from the show.
What?
Just resign.
Why?
Because you brought up an insensitive topic.
I don't get it. Who's insensitive to?
To the Jews. Anyways.
Did I mention Nazism is a thing in the States?
You know, mentioning is one of the...
I've had trigger warning, boring.
A bit of drink. Okay, so...
How about a little would you rather before we get...
In my head, that would have been funnier. Like, somehow, as I was... saying all that stuff, I thought it would get funnier. Not that
Episode
Nazis 42, are funny.
Welcome.
Okay. I hope no one, actually, I don't have to hope. No one will hear, I know Dylan will be listening. And we had a fan before. There was a woman.
Yeah, and I asked you to stop naming her.
Okay, anyway, so there was a woman.
Talking directly to her.
who, by the way, in 2 years, has she ever emailed us and said, what happened to your show, folks?
She probably got tired of listening to you harangue her.
Harangue's not a word. Hangry is, right? Hangry actually was added in the last few years to the, whatever, Oxford Dictionary. You know, every year they have new words.
Hangry's not a word?
No, it is. It was added. I remember, like, a few, what, in the last 10 years, maybe more, it was added. Okay. Pretty sure Hamlet, so, where were we?
Hamlet was hangry.
How did Nazis go into this?
Is that how? No, we were just talking about things that are in the news.
Oh, okay. Then you did a stupid thing about Nazism is suddenly popular. Okay, let's get to some segments. Now, of course, Dylan's like, when are you doing the fakey five, guys? Do we give him that, or will we make him wait a bit?
We got a tease.
Yeah, they're tease. Okay, go. So do some stupid segment.
Did you get a little? Yeah, just a little.
Okay, come on, give me a segment. Go,
David. Would you rather?
Oh, our classic. Would you rather?
Yes.
Would you rather? Would you rather? Right. Go on. Okay. What? I'd rather you continue.
Would you rather be given a recreational prescription for pills that wake you up when taken? So you're like, whatever state, you might be sleepy, you might be like,
I have to wake up and take the pill.
No, no, no. You're already awake, but like, if you're like feeling sleepy, you're feeling drowsy, you're like, no, I want to stay up. I want to stay awake.
So we call that coffee. Go on.
It's not caffeine, though. It's just like a magic pill. You don't have
to
side effects.
So it does the equivalent of caffeine, but it has probably side effects.
No. The whole point of the would you rather is it's like magic.
It's
a pill that wakes you up.
A wake up pill, yeah. Okay. I get it. Like at work, it'd be great when I'm all sleepy.
Yeah. Or a pill that makes you fall asleep.
I noticed a theme.
Yeah, yeah.
Pills.
Yeah. The second one is a pill that makes you fall asleep. Both of these have no side effects. They work wonderfully. You don't have to worry about dying or having some kind of.
Okay. Here's a weird thing. Let me just tell you.
Oh my god.
I don't know if I should go into this. I kind of have a fear.
What if I said?
No, I kind of have a fear of falling asleep.
What?
Like, I don't like.
You don't like pretending to fall asleep.
No, I don't like actually falling asleep when I know I'm about to fall asleep. It's somehow.
Okay.
Sure. I'll answer the question.
Can we ask if you. Do you sleep?
Have I fallen asleep before? Yes. Okay, let me just think.
Let me ask you this. As you contemplate your answer, how do you fall asleep? Do you just lie there with your eyes closed, or do you have like a rhythm? I mean,
I don't. I have trouble often. Like sometimes, like I don't know how long.
And is it related to your fear of falling asleep?
No, not really. No. Not, believe it or not. Let's move on. I don't know.
This is an interesting.
Okay, let's save it for another. Let's call it.
Why?
Let's make a segment called Episode 42. Deconstruct David. Dave. I'm not David. I'm Dave, right? This is a Han and Dave show. Should we start over?
No, we're talking about it now. Why don't you... I have the segments. You have the words.
In the past, like...
Together we'll make
20 years ago, when I was between 2 and 30, I would, like, be lying down in bed at night, and...
Ew.
And whenever I felt I was, like,
ill,
falling asleep,
okay,
like, I felt, here we go, I'm falling asleep, I would, like, kind of panic and then freak out.
So it's, like, kind of like a drowning, dying sensation you're scared of. Or
not
falling.
Drowning, yeah, but, like, not dying, but, yeah, like, like, the end is coming, I don't know, it's, like, I don't know what it was, but I didn't like it. I didn't like that sensation.
Sensation of losing consciousness. So probably.
But that only happened. That was very rare. Like in the last 1,000 nights.
So it's like that thing where people like certain parts of their body are falling asleep, but their mind is.
Yeah, something. Like, yeah, I was in a weird state, but yeah, but like thousands of nights since then, I'm not aware when I fall asleep as normal, and it's never been a problem.
Okay. Well, this pill won't have you won't have that problem. You'll just fall asleep.
So then
magically,
I'll,
and you'll have
that's what I'll pick.
Regular
sleep. That I'd rather have that because I'll tell you it's a very simple answer.
Oh,
often when you want to fall asleep, so you have enough, like you want to have a certain number of hours of sleep.
Yeah, you're
so
like,
the next day you're great or whatever.
I need to wake up at 8.
So that's so very important. Now. Often,
yeah.
So that But when you're like tired, like when you're, I'm at work falling asleep, there's things I can do to kind of get out of it. If you walk anywhere, you're not going to fall asleep while walking. If you go for a walk, eating, like there's things you can do to combat it. Many of them aren't practical because you're at a desk supposed to do work, so you can't walk, or you have no food around you and you don't want to get fat. You can't eat. I mean, like,
but sometimes the thing that is making you fall asleep is the work or whatever you're doing.
So then, whatever. So I've answered the question. I'm not on trial here.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
So you
did I win?
You plead guilty and
no,
yes.
I pled B.
Okay, you win.
Great. What would you? Hold on. Have we ever turned it around and asked the questioner what would they would rather do?
I would take the sleeping pill. 100%.
Great. Boring.
It's like you say, I don't know that I have problems falling asleep, but usually when I want to sleep, it's like it's because it's important.
Right.
It's like I need to go to bed at like 8 o'clock at midnight to wake up at 8 or whatever. And sometimes I'm like, that's too much stress, and I don't fall asleep for another hour or something, and that's terrible. I hate that.
No, a case is like you're going on a trip.
Or you
have to go to work early because it's a big recitation. So you go, okay, I have to go to sleep earlier. But then when you try to, it's like, you're just not. You're like...
Terrible.
Anyways, when will the pill be available is my only question.
We get it now. It's in these boxes.
For those who can't see us, includes everybody, there are no boxes here.
There are boxes of candy here.
Is a chocolate bar candy?
Yes. In the Americas, chocolate is candy.
The Americas. Okay, so this is our worst. I was saying earlier this is our best episode. I'm beginning to think it's our worst one.
Should we get right to the Fakey Five or something else?
No. One more stupid segment, then.
Okay. This is a nice, quick, sweet, short segment called...
You almost said episode.
How Tweet It Is!
Oh, fuck. Oh, this I guess is, we're doing the adult
this
rating.
This comes from at Techoglot, G-L-O-T, Techoglot. And their tweet is a two-liner. First line, Orion's belt...
Hold on, there's lines in a tweet?
First line, Orion's belt is a big waste of space.
Hold on, I just want to say one thing. In the entire history of Twitter has anyone mentioned the line spacing of a tweet.
Spacing is important. Punctuation is important.
Anyways, go on.
There's two lines because it's implying two sentences. I mean,
two the way you speak it, you could have just... You don't have to draw attention to the lines and everyone's like...
Okay.
They have a pen, they're trying to draw a map of this. Or a pencil.
Okay. Orion's belt is a big waste of space. And waste is spelled W-A-I-S-T.
Yeah. Okay, hold on. Okay, so it's a pun or whatever, yeah. Who tweeted this?
What was the second line? Techoglot.
What does that have to do with anything?
Hold on, I haven't even got the second line yet.
Yeah, but you got to the first line.
Okay, Orion's belt is a big waste of space.
Okay, yeah.
Terrible joke, only 3 stars. Get it? Because
no.
His belt is 3 stars. He's in a constellation.
Yeah, I know. I actually got that, but the terrible joke. Say the first line again.
How tweet it is. Orion's belt is a big waste of space. It's a play on the
word
waste.
I know, I understand that part. So the joke is big space.
Big waste.
No. But big waste of space. So we're talking about a big space.
Yeah.
But it's only 3 stars. Like, I know the rating is 3 stars, but also literally 3 stars. So that's the joke. In the first line, they're saying how big it is. And then in the second line, they're saying how small it is. Only 3 stars. So there's, like, jokes in jokes, but none of them are funny? No, I'll give the first line a pass on punism. But then the second line is combining too many jokes and puns. I would say just have one more kicker of a joke, not three
line
more.
Line 3, David hates it. That's how tweet it is.
And do you have this guy in your feed or something? How'd you find this?
Well, Twitter has, like Facebook, it has an algorithm that sometimes feeds you tweets. that they it thinks you'll enjoy. And so this is like, I subscribe to a lot of joke maker.
Jokes. How many minutes do you think we're at right now?
37.
Really?
What are we at?
24.
Jesus. Should we do our fakey fives?
Was this, I've already like forgotten. Did I say let's do one more segment and then you did the tweet it is? Okay, let's go fakey five.
Oh, so you just want to make sure that you tell the truth.
Now, to decide who goes first...
Jordan's rustling through a bag.
Where's my deck of cards?
And now he's panicking.
Here it is.
He's pulling out a gun.
Okay, so we're going to let fate decide. I couldn't find my... Remember the ESP cards we used to do that segment?
Yeah.
Let's get this on the mic.
That was a fun...
Shuffle the deck.
Riffle shuffle.
Okay, high card goes first.
Oh, well... Ace high or is it
yes? Higher? Okay, I'm going there first. Go. I picked a five of diamonds. Han picked a three of diamonds. If you're scoring at home,
suspicious. How's three is better than five anyway. Who wants five of something?
Do you want to go first?
Do I? I don't care.
Go first. That's it.
Okay.
Hold on. Before you decide, what are you doing? Muting?
No, I thought that maybe I pushed the button.
Before you decide, mine is very bad. Like you. Probably spent the week preparing, thought of a great topic. I just did the stupidest thing ever.
I just did it like
okay, fine.
A few minutes ago.
Who's going first?
Now, who's on second?
I'll let you decide. Who's going first?
I'll go first.
Okay. Han's choice.
Fakey
it's like Sophie's choice.
Five.
But both possibilities are terrible.
Fakey five, where are we?
Well, let's do it. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Fakey five. We should never do this. Conjoined singing.
This is
our worst episode, right? I think it started off strong.
Where we read out five facts, five little tidbits of information about a topic or subject.
Honestly,
or
quite pleased with the start of this podcast.
It's true. And then we read out four, and then we make up a fifth one.
So number five is always the fake one.
One of the five is fake. We mixed it up.
You said that weird.
But it's funny because I realize now we call it fakey five, but only one of them is fake. Four of them is factual.
I don't.
It should be fact.
I never thought
five.
The name had to be fact. Like it was kind of a joke in itself.
Okay, fakey five. So as you know, it's
Christmas,
almost Halloween.
Should we say the date
when we start the episodes?
Okay, starting next episode, we're gonna start with a date. Hey, it's October whatever.
Well, if we do an episode in the next 2 days, I suppose. Or
listen to this. Year. It's possible that somehow someone in the year 3007 is listening to this episode.
Makes you
think.
Like,
it's technically possible, right?
Technically possible.
And we'll probably be dead by then.
I prefer not to say.
You know, next episode we're going to have a big discussion about death. I have some interesting ideas.
Ooh.
We'll save that for next time.
Okay, these are the top trending Halloween costumes according to Google trending. Google Trends for 2017.
So for those who are just tuning in, which would never happen, right?
Just tune in.
Han, we're doing Fakey Five and Han is leading off the pack. With a fakey five related to Halloween.
I just explained what it is.
I know, but just if someone, after you said that, tuned in.
They happened to tune in right after I finished explaining
it. It's possible.
So, okay. What I'm going to do.
Top trending Halloween costume for 2017. Spoiler alert, that's the year.
These are U.S.
According to Google.
These are U.S. Well.
Oh, U.S. Okay.
I think, I believe it's national, U.S. national.
So if you have Trudeau in there, it's definitely a fake.
So one of them is fake, and I put in.
Yes.
And the other four are true. Okay, number one.
Okay, Dylan knows how it works. Thanks.
Number one, Harley Quinn.
Harley Quinn?
Number two.
So why'd you say that so weird? Say it again.
I just want to enunciate so you know who it is. It's not Harlequin. It's Harley Quinn.
But isn't it two words?
It is two words.
Why don't you say Harley Quinn? You're saying it as one word, which is confusing.
Okay, Harley Quinn.
Thank you.
Number two.
Do we number them? I guess we did, right? What?
Clown.
Okay, that is for sure. So it's fakey four. That's true. Go on.
Number three. Unicorn.
Is there a weird spelling of that?
It's one word.
Is it a K? Just regular unicorn?
Number four.
Wait, is it just regular, the word unicorn?
Yes.
Not, okay.
Number four, cat. Number five, Wonder Woman. Okay. Here they are again.
Hold on. Wonder Woman and
Harley Quinn
and Clown are
Clown.
Wonder Woman and Clown are real. So this the Harley Quinn, Cat, and Unicorn are the other ones, right?
The other ones. Harley Quinn, Clown, Unicorn, Cat, Wonder Woman.
Shut up. Hollywood Cat and Unicorn. Harley Quinn, which is weird. That was a 2016 movie. Cat. Cat's kind of always an old standby of... There's Sexy Cat, Slutty Cat, Sleazy Cat.
Kit Kat.
Lasagna Cat. You know what that is?
Garfield.
And what was it? Nurse?
No. Unicorn.
Unicorn is weird. Oh, this is a tough one. It's weird. So, okay, okay, let me go through it. Okay. Harley Quinn again is last year.
Well, how do you know you to cut out Clown and Wonder Woman? Why don't you say that first?
Because Clown for sure, 100%, like, because of it, Clown is a 1,000,000,000%. That is, raise it by 999,999,990. No, 900. Okay, Clown for sure. Don't even joke with me about that. Okay. What was the other one I said for sure was right?
Wonder Woman.
Yeah, because that was this year? Oh, God.
Harley I think Wonder
Quinn,
Woman was this
Cat,
year.
Cat, and what was the other one?
Unicorn.
Okay, it's weird. So Harley Quinn is weird because it's a year ago. Cat is something I could see you making up. You like cats.
I do.
And
but I like Harlequin too.
What was the other one?
Unicorn.
Unicorn is the wild card one. Like there's no specific reason why Unicorn would be popular this year. Is there?
Is there? I don't know.
My answer is Unicorn.
The answer was Cat.
Dude!
Ooh, so close!
Well, at least I was right about the two that for sure are right. My turn. Yes,
you were right. In fact, number one was Wonder Woman.
Okay, yeah, that was... As I said, I felt strong.
Cat wasn't even in the top
20. But what number was Clown? Two or three?
I don't remember. It was either two or three, though.
Okay, me. Are you ready, Han?
Yes.
And that is your real name. Facts about George Lucas.
George Lucas. Who's George Lucas?
We have Star Wars, the next movie coming up.
Star Wars, The Star Wars?
What's it called? Star Wars, The Last Jedi. Now, I always thought... No, that was a weird thing to say. I thought it was possible that the novellas, the SGU, would have another auction to watch Star Wars with them on the next real movie.
Were you thinking of bidding for it?
Yeah. For those of you who just tuned in...
awkward visit from us?
No, that was good. I don't know like how much we... I don't really have any money, but I mean... It would have been fun to try to do it again. And I wonder if they would want to do it again. But they didn't. That was surprising. I thought...
Maybe we ruined the whole thing. For the news, because I don't think listeners at home know, the SGU, the podcast...
They don't even know who the
Skeptic's
SGU
Guide
is.
To the Universe, a popular skeptics and science podcast. It's been around for, what?
9, 10 years?
Yeah, it's been around for a while. They had an auction, like a kind of impromptu thing, a silent auction where they asked
people...
Why does
the silence have to do with that? Just get to this point.
They asked people to just say how much they'd be willing to pay to come join them to watch the new Star Wars. It was the... what was it called?
The
Force Awakens. To watch it with them in New Haven.
Connecticut.
So we put in a bid and we won. And so we got to hang out with the novellas.
We flew... How'd we get there?
We flew and trained.
We went to New Haven, Connecticut.
We flew to New York, and then we took
the train. We went to Stephen Novella, famous neurosurgeon's house, hung out in his basement. Took a dump in his main floor washroom and stunk it up for about a half hour.
We hung out in the house that skepticism built.
We were at a live...
Skeptics...
Taping?
Yeah, we were.
And we were at their... They had their set.
Yeah, they had the Star Trek set. They had
you know that they're doing a Star Trek podcast... Yeah. What's it? Video thing?
Deep Six.
Have you seen any? What's it called? Alpha 6 something?
Yeah. I haven't heard any.
have to sneeze. I'm going to go mute. Entertain us for a few seconds.
It was a lot of fun. I got to hang out in New Haven. They have their own pizza type there. It's a...
Oh, yeah. When we went out to eat, that was great. We went to good restaurants. What's going on?
The Peabody Museum.
Oh, George Lucas. Okay. So, anyways, a new movie's coming out in 2 months, and...
You were kind of hoping they would have another raffle.
Not surprisingly, but I thought it was possible they would do another one of those, but they didn't. At least yet.
And we got a ride home with Bob.
Yeah, who was drunk.
That's
not true. So. That was absolutely not true. That was a joke. Bob was completely sober and a great driver. Okay, here are some facts about George Lucas from a website that most likely has not even real facts to start.
Fake news.
It was like, I forgot the name, but it was just like
GeorgeLucas.com.
GeorgeLucasFacts.com. It was some stupid clickbait. What? It was some clickbait.
Why would you get it from the facts? Why don't you just go to IMDb? IMDb.
Because I did this instead.
Or the Wikipedia page. Hello.
And also, the one I made up may actually be true, but I don't know. Like, so that's why my fakey facts are generally really poor quality.
Star Wars.
But though, that doesn't matter, because 4 of these are real and 1 I just made up, and you might be able to just get it from that. You know what I mean? Like, you know my style. I just accidentally hit my microphone. Number 1.
False.
Has 3 adopted children.
Huh. I have to admit, I don't know anything about...
And that's implied George Lucas has 3 adopted children. Number 2. Once dated an ex-girlfriend of Steven Spielberg's when they were both studying film at USC. Number 3.
That's true, because why would you bother adding the USC thing?
Number 3. Originally wanted to be a race car driver, but an accident just before high school graduation changed his mind. What?
That sounds more like a Luke Skywalker thing.
Okay, number 4. He was rejected from joining the U.S. Air Force because he had too many speeding tickets.
What?
And number 5.
That sounds false.
Modeled the character of Chewbacca after his own dog.
That sounds like something he would do. So what was the first one again?
I'll repeat them again, as we tend to do on Fakey 5.
For those of you just tuning in...
Number 1, had 3 adopted children. Number 2, once dated an ex-girlfriend of Steven Spielberg's when they were both studying film at USC. Number 3, originally wanted to be a race car driver, but an accident just before his high school graduation changed his mind. Number 4, he was rejected from joining the U.S. Air Force because he had too many speeding tickets. Number 5, modeled the character of Chewbacca after his own dog.
See, I was going to say the U.S. Air Force one is false. Hold on. Let me speak. But,
that was number 4, yeah.
I did it again. But I don't know. I can see him actually applying.
You don't think the U.S. has an Air Force? No?
But I don't... God. I'm also kind of turned off by number 1.
Because you have 3 adopted children. You think I took it from you.
Would he have 3 adopted children? I don't know.
Well, you think he'd have like 4?
Well, I feel like adopted children is like one of those, a bunch or none. A 3's a bunch.
Do adopted children come in bunches?
The Air Force One.
So you're saying number 4, he was rejected from joining the U.S. Air Force because he had too many speeding tickets, is the fake. That's what you're saying.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, let me tell you, Han. That number 4, he was rejected by joining the U.S. Air Force because he had too many speeding tickets, is real.
Oh, okay.
The fake one was number 2. He dated an ex-girlfriend of Steven Spielberg's.
Oh my God, the one that I thought was
And I even put real. In that apostrophe S afterwards going, that'll seem like you fell right into my trap. I originally wrote it as
Did he go to USC?
Yeah, he actually went to USC.
So you did do some research, you liar.
Yeah, there was one trivia about him went to UFC.
So part of it is true.
And he probably did. Like, realistically, he probably did date. Like, they were both famous directors.
I guess that's true. Like,
Are they, you know what? I bet you none of them are fake. Well, I wrote it without the apostrophe S, and then after I'm like, does it need an apostrophe S?
Well, good sir, you got the better of me.
Well, we got the better of each other.
Ew.
Let's think of it positively.
Should we do nerd alert,
folks,
or what? Skeptical topic blabber?
Oh, do your skeptical what?
Skeptical topic blabber. The old STB.
I had an STB once.
It's the season.
An ointment cleared it up quite quickly.
So this is this one I heard on one of my podcasts I listened to.
Han, according to my sources, you don't even listen to skeptical podcasts anymore. Can you name the podcast?
I don't believe that.
Can you name it?
It was called Just Admit I'm Right.
I will not. Oh, great. A street cleaner to ruin the show, eh?
Anyway, here.
Hold on. Time to hate. We'll talk about street cleaners, but go on.
You've already done time to hate street cleaners.
We did?
Yeah.
Good for us.
We could continue to hate them, though. It could be another time.
Time is to hate. Oh, God.
We have this talk. This whole podcast was based on us like watching this Skeptic's Guide to the Universe, because we both, at one time, I guess, consider ourselves skeptics or part of the skeptic movement or interested in skepticism in general, which is to say, we're interested in like science and critical thinking.
Han's kind of winning on that, apparently, but go on.
So, Han went to an acupuncture treatment. Kind of interested in conspiracy theories, right? I think we have like a fascination with people who believe in conspiracy theories. I can think we can say.
Yes. I will not fall.
So, they had this research or this article, this paper that came out that worked on the hypothesis that people believe in conspiracy theories to satisfy their need to be different. So that is, people are conspiracy theorists because they want to be different.
Yes.
And the name of the paper was Too Special to be Duped. Need for Uniqueness Motivates Conspiracy Beliefs.
I 100% agree. I listen to Alex Jones a lot. Crazy right-wing, you know Alex Jones?
Yeah, he has a TV show or a podcast or it's both.
Well, no, he has a radio show. He has a daily, what is it called? Internet show, I guess.
Satellite radio?
But he has, it's audio and he has video, too. But me and my coworker used to discuss this, that when he says he knows about the big thing and no one else does, it makes him feel special, like he's unique.
Yes. So anyway, so this paper actually...
This paper validates my own discovery.
So it was really interesting, because in one experiment...
I win, is the point.
Yeah, you win. The one experiment, you're the different one. In one experiment, they told 300 American subjects about a German conspiracy theory, in which they made up this theory in which people believe smoke detectors produce, in quotes, hypersound, which is...
Yes, I agree.
So they told half of the test subjects that the conspiracy theory was a popular one, believed by the majority of Germans. And they told the other half that only a small percentage of Germans believed it.
Okay.
So what's interesting is that among the subjects who believed a lot, who already believed in a lot of conspiracy theories,
right,
they were more likely to believe the smoke detector theory if they thought it was unpopular as opposed to popular.
Oh.
So if it was an unpopular theory, they're more likely...
It's like the opposite.
So they want... Yeah. So that's like really interesting. It's like more like, you hear about something, but you realize only a small segment of the population is interested in it. That draws them to it.
Let me interrupt with something completely unrelated.
Oh, boy.
There's a phrase, mind equals blown. You don't mind, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, and it doesn't make sense.
There was a commercial, I think it's being used for things that don't blow the mind. Like there was a... I forgot what it was.
I'm assuming it's cheese or something.
I was watching
food.
A commercial, and it was like, save 10% on your next fill up at Esso. And someone said, and the commercial was like, whoa, mind equals blown. I think they're overusing that.
I know. It's
okay, anyways.
Gas is a little cheaper.
Yeah, exactly.
So anyway, this is kind of a mind equals blown. It's like they so much want to be special that they'll only believe conspiracy theory if it's unpopular. If it's believed
kind
by
of like you yeah, socially,
just like me. But what was really amazing?
Do they smell also?
And depressing. Oh, it doesn't say anything about that. Was that after the experiment was over? And they told the people
they killed all the participants.
No, they told them we just made it up for the study. There's no such thing as hypersound. There's no conspiracy theory. No one believes it. We just made it up for the study. It's entirely made up.
I can hear it right now.
We just made it right now. 25% of participants continue to believe the theory even after the researchers told them this. 25% of the people.
Wow, that's almost like a quarter.
That's yeah, but still, that's like crazy. Don't you think that's like insane? Unless like someone told you, I made up this thing just a few seconds ago. I told you about, but I made it up. It's not true. And they're like, I think it might be true.
I think it's true.
Anyway, you can read more about it. It's in the European Journal of Social Psychology.
Should we scrap the skeptical blather? What's it called?
Blabber.
Let's forget the segment. I was so bored during that whole thing.
What? No, you weren't. You were totally participating and enjoying it.
I'm trying to add some controversy to this.
You just want to be different. How about, should we do it? Nerd alert.
Nerd alert.
I guess,
hello, my name is Han.
Dave, what do you want to nerd out on today?
iPhone? Are you getting the new iPhone? Oh, God, I hate this segment. Like, it's...
What
about games we're playing? We play
games?
That's
about games, yeah. Okay. Nerd alerts for games.
Oh, that was an actual, that was the right answer, that one?
Yeah.
okay. What are you playing? Should we make a segment called, what are you playing, bro?
No.
How about bro, comma, what are you playing, bro?
We'll come up with a better name.
Okay. Name in progress. Naming of this. We have to make a gaming edition of Nerd Alert. That's my point.
Well, okay. Nerd Alert is kind of a... It captures...
Game Alert!
Game Alert. Done!
Game Alert.
I've been playing...
Dylan, eh? We're talking about games.
Based on your recommendation, the Mad Max of last year.
It's actually game. Called Angry Max. I think you got the wrong game. This is our worst episode, 100%, since we started.
And I'm really enjoying it. The graphics are great. It kind of reminds me of Grand Theft Auto.
GTA, to those who are gamers.
I've been playing maybe 6 hours or so now.
In a row?
Got a vehicle. Got some... Levels.
You get a vehicle after 4 minutes.
The graphics are really good. It's just the driving is fun. The combat is here's like it's not really a beef, but the combat is either too easy or just impossible at times.
Well, let me. I'm sure we've talked about this before, but I play only in cheat mode.
Yeah,
I have unlimited ammo. That pretty much makes or breaks a game. So there's a button for hotkey of shotgun, whatever, like a, I don't know what it's called, quick draw or quick fire.
Yeah, in this game, Mad Max, it's in the, you know, dystopian world, some kind of explosion has happened in the world.
Oh, nice word drop.
People have died, and it's just like a, you know.
Apocalyptic,
post-apocalyptic world. So there's not a lot of ammo. So in the game, you actually, most of the fighting is done hand-to-hand. Unless you're cheating.
But you have unlimited ammo.
It's really funny because you can only carry like...
Nine.
Between 2 to 9 bullets at a time.
Or in my case, infinity.
Yeah. Anyway.
What was my point?
I don't know. You were saying the difficulty of the fighting is not...
Oh, yeah, that's what you're saying. Yeah, for me. Because I can just press quick fire over and over again, and then I get everybody.
Yeah, so you're like if they send a guy with a flamethrower back into like, you know, the 10th
pre-fire?
Century BC or whatever.
Remember BC, that comic? Did it ever make you laugh?
I don't remember. I remember the video game, BC. There was a BC video game. Speaking of nerds and games. Anyway, I'm enjoying Mad Max.
I obviously like it. I'm the one who recommended it to you.
The whole reason
we both really liked Rage, and I feel like it's Rage continued.
It's
and better.
It's better than Rage.
And Rage was great.
Rage was great.
Rage had like this graphic issue where textures would pop in and out all the time.
You got to remember that Rage came out like 8 years ago or something crazy.
Ooh, 8 years ago. My God. Whoa. That was even before computers.
Well, Rage was on the edge at the time. The cutting edge.
It was ID Software. Everyone likes ID Software.
Are the problem with Rage is that it's actually very short. It seems like they
It's like Hans Dick, right?
Whew. I left myself open for that one.
Just like Uranus.
And there we go.
Any other segments you have?
What?
Oh, wait.
Don't
so,
you have a video game?
Okay. So you're playing Rage. You're liking it. I recommend it to you. How much did it cost? Was it on super sale for you?
It was on. It was 66% off. So.
Ooh, because mine was only 60. You got the better end of the deal.
Slightly better. So I don't remember.
Oh, yeah. So for you listeners, like, if you haven't played Mad Max and you like video games, play it. It's great.
You can probably get it still on special if you're hearing this now.
On special is a phrase I don't like. Did I ever bring that on A Time to Hate?
No.
On sale. On sale is what I'm used to, but that's not even right, because everything that you can buy is on sale.
Technically, yes.
Price. Let's say price reduced.
It's cheaper than
it's price reduced.
Okay.
I'm playing... Do we have even time? We're already at 50 minutes.
We have the time.
How are we on battery? Oh my God. What about some sort of super battery going on here?
Don't you have it plugged in?
No, remember? Because it has that weird noise.
Oh.
We'll edit that part out.
Okay.
We won't, though. That's a joke. We don't do any editing like that.
Just what is the other games that you're on?
Oh my God, there's like 80. Okay, hold on. So,
Top games.
Let's talk about the Switch. Super Mario Odyssey Brothers.
Did you just make that up?
No, Super Mario Odyssey is the name. I got that. It just came out a few days ago.
So this is a normal Mario Odyssey, and this is a Super version.
No, Super Mario is the franchise title. There's not just Mario something. Is there a Mario Kart? Yeah, there totally is. Super Mario Odyssey, I think, is the name of the title.
So, when Mario puts on his glasses, he's Mario. When he takes them off, he's Super Mario.
Get out. It's for the Switch. Let's face facts. It's like a kid's game. I don't know how to describe it.
It's a child's
game. Its history
game.
Was for
it's
like...
It's child's play.
Historically, it was kind of for kids. But actually, I guess what happened... Here's what actually happened, right? And you'll agree. All video games were originally for kids. And now, like 20, 30 years later, those kids are still playing them, right? A lot of them. And they're adults. So now games are kind of for adults, too. But back in the original Super Mario Brothers days... By the way, I never played Super Mario Brothers before this. I've never bought a Super Mario game before this in 2017.
Did you ever
shout out to the guy listening in 3007?
Did you ever own Nintendo?
No, I never
Nintendo?
Did. No. But would you agree that in the past, like when video games started being popular, it was for kids, and now it's for kids and adults play them kind of thing, right? Would you like?
Yeah, I think it's been for a few years that everyone it's. Well,
yeah, but you, it's mostly I think the kids
think
who
like,
originally played grew up and still play games.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I'm playing it as a guy who normally would never want to play a Mario thing. Wait, that's not why. That's the opposite. Because I never played it originally.
Okay. So now you get to enjoy your childhood all over again.
I got the Switch because Zelda was supposed to be the... I actually did play Zelda, though, in the original Mario day... Mario? The original Nintendo days. Gays? Days. Another drink, please? Thanks. I want to have another one, but I...
Zelda was a fun game, and Link was a fun game. On the Game Boy?
Okay, so we have at least 5 to 10 to 20 minutes left.
What? It's midnight 13? Okay.
Holy crowly! Where did that happen? Oh, yeah, you tried to fix our audio issues for 9 hours.
GarageBand, what the hell?
Okay, I think we should end this soon. It's almost an hour. It's 12:15.
Well, just finish your games, and then we'll be done. That's it.
Oh, we don't have time for... Okay, I'll just run through it quickly. Anyway, so I'm playing that. It's great. I'm just near the beginning. It's an open world. Not open world.
It's not open world?
No. Well, I don't know. I'm near the beginning.
Is there a world?
Here's the thing. There's just so much fun, kooky things to do. Like, everything you...
Are you cooking?
Everywhere you go... You saw, like, everywhere you go, there's just who knows what, like, treasures and puzzle. Not really puzzle. I don't know. There's just so much to do.
You
with,
like searching for treasure.
Each map has, like, just a trillion things to do, which is a lot of fun. A lot of things to collect, a lot of things to discover. It's good. I've only played it for like 2-3 hours.
You play as Mario. You try to become super.
Okay, so that was on the Switch. And on the PC, I'm still playing and very much enjoying, just like you, Mad Max. There's a game called... What is it called? Unepic. We both played that.
You're still playing Unepic?
No, I got like halfway, and then I also got... Similar to you, You had a difficult part.
Yeah.
And actually, I can't... There's no Unepic cheater for me, so I'm playing it legitimately also. But I just got sidetracked with some other... I think Mad Max is what I'm playing. So, but Unepic is great.
It's and a fun side-scrolling RPG.
Yeah.
A lot of comedy. There's a lot of jokes.
Yeah. That's why it's like Unepic already is kind of a joke. Like it starts with like a comically portrayed Dungeons & Dragons game or something at the beginning. Anyways, but I've kind of got off that. I don't know. I might not go back to it. That's how life works, right?
C'est la like
vie. You let years pass, right? Since you kind of did it. Or a year. Okay, what else?
Excuse me.
Dark Souls 3. A bunch of games were on sale at the same time at Steam, and I bought them. So I played a little of Dark Souls 3, and it was great too. And I do expect to return to and play. Mm. And then
that was on my Divine recommendation.
Divine Divinity Beyond
Divinity
2 Original Divinity Sin. Okay, what's it? Let me just think what it's called. Divine Divinity 2. No, Divine Beyond Divinity Divides. : Original Sin 2. Divine Divinity Original Sin 2, I think, is the official title. It's
Infinity Division.
It's very, very, very good. It's an RPG like Baldur's Gate.
It's like a classic, yeah.
And it is like, it's one of the highest, it's in the top 10 PC games already of highest rated, like with Half-Life and whatnot. I think Portal's on that list. It has a 93-94% rating. It's great. And I played it for 50 hours. And then I started playing on Epic, and then... So I'm definitely going back to that 100%. But now I have these other new games, like Mad Max and Mario, I think are going to occupy my time for a few weeks, if not a month, say.
Sounds like a nerd alert.
Nerd alert. There you go. You asked for all my games, and I gave it to you. That
was very...
Could you have any other interesting segments or anything?
No, I thought you said we were running out of time.
I know, we are. We're at 56 minutes. Like, we have... Anything else that you were proud of and excited?
Did I do my how tweet it is?
You unfortunately did.
No, I don't have anything else that
Okay, I think we're at a good point. Parting thoughts. Unprepared parting thoughts. Do you have one of those?
Nope.
Neither do I. Good night. Wait, good. Anything else?
No, it's just glad to be back in the saddle.
I was about to ask you that. So how did you feel?
Wait,
are we
should
back?
I be in the saddle or on the saddle?
On it.
Glad to be back on the saddle. Sidelined?
What? So are we happy are we going to do more episodes?
Well, we're going to try.
We'll try. In a few weeks we'll be back? Or in a month?
A couple weeks, yeah, maybe.
Oh, wait. What day is it?
It's the 29th of October.
So we will try to be back within 16 days.
Yeah.
And then we'll be back at some point regularly.
Yes.
Because our Dylan would like that to happen.
Hi, Dylan.
By the way, should we reveal the big exciting news?
What's that?
Dylan may be on our next episode.
Ooh.
Dylan... A.K.A. Warcram.
What? War crime?
No.
I don't want to talk to
what's
a war
the
crime.
Lucius? What am I thinking of? Who's the one with the sideburns who has knives? Wolverine, that's what I meant to say. What did I say? Lucius? How did Lucius and
Lucretius?
Wolverine, Lucius. That's weird. We wanted him to be on, our only fan to be on the show.
We do.
We're going to possibly do that tonight, but we have no idea how to mechanically. We can't even do two mics. Like, there's a chance if you're listening to this right now, you're hearing me on this ear and Han on
this ear,
which was not what we intended, but we couldn't figure it out. Although I told Han, I'm sure we'll be able to figure it out. So if we're in both ears, I win.
Ill.
And Han is a loser. Anyways, so Dylan may be on our next episode. We got to iron out how to... We have to iron out the details.
We have to figure out how to iron.
We should have ended like 5 minutes ago. When did we end? Oh my god. Well, hopefully when you're editing, you'll cut all this out.
Okay. Thanks for listening, young listeners.
And old.
Well, I don't.
Preferably young and hot. Our young and hot listeners, please email us and send us photos. See how I left gender out of that? Good night, folks.
Good night.
Press the square.